Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Tips and tricks for the new iOS 11 beta.
I'm excited. I have a question for you about that. Also, it's the Battle of the Astros in our app cap.
And if you've ever wanted to have Leo's voice on your Waze navigation, now you can.
Oh, it's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Today, the show where we cover the iPad, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and the Apple TV. I'm Leo Laporte.
I am Megan Maroney.
If I sound like I just woke up, it's because I did.
It is. Yeah, it's breakfast with Megan and Leo, although you're probably watching this any time of day.
Yeah, but we are now recording at a brand new time, an ungodly hour, 9 a.m. Pacific on Tuesdays. That's noon Eastern. Still an ungodly hour. If I were in UTC, though, it wouldn't be so bad, 1600 UTC. And we welcome you to the show.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a little iOS 11 beta,
you dared. Last time we were on, and by the way, we have so many people who don't live in the U.S. who are baffled by the fact that no shows were produced on Tuesday, last July 4th. In America, we celebrate July 4th, the fourth day of July. It was the day we decided to separate from the British Empire. Maybe a terrible error, but it's done.
Maybe.
And and so that's why there was no shows last week. But that's just because of a U.S. holiday, which, darn them, our employees demand off.
I demand to blow things up on July 4th to celebrate America.
So we thought we'd give it to them. But we're back. And yeah. And this is our new time from now on. Mm-hmm. So, 9 a.m. Pacific on Tuesdays. I hope you will join us. To watch me slowly wake up mm-hmm. through the hour. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have coffee. Do you drink coffee?
I drink a lot of coffee. Oh. I love coffee. God bless coffee. In fact, that's really all I allow myself on many days. You know, I don't eat. I skip meals. We don't say fasting. The F word is not allowed on this show.
No.
Nope. We say skip meals, but I skip many meals.
And you're looking great, I must say.
I've lost almost 30 pounds.
I might start
don't do
trying.
It. No,
okay,
don't
I won't.
Do it. It's no fun.
Okay, good to know.
I'll tell you, but you need to read up on it before you do it. There are actually some very good YouTube videos as well on it. Intermittent fasting is all the rage now in Silicon Valley and Hollywood. But we're not doctors, and we're not recommending it. In fact, I did check with my doctor, by the way, and he's fine with it. He was puzzled by it. In fact, that's what he said. He said, yeah, I think they're trying that in Hollywood. I said, yeah. but he certainly didn't say it was not okay. So that's okay. I got permission. And you should also check with your physician and do what she says, because she knows best, not us.
True.
We're just fake TV hosts. We're not even real TV hosts. Mm-mm. We're fake TV hosts.
We are. And we're really good at being fake TV hosts.
Some of the best. We should rename it. Somebody, Wyatt guy in the chat room saying we should recall this iOS this morning.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, we're not.
Okay.
Because many people watch it in the evening.
Yes.
So you and I debated 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. whether we should put iOS 11 on our computers and our iPads. And we said no. I said no. I said we shouldn't talk about it because we don't want to encourage people to do it, et cetera, et cetera. Yet if you have one of the new iPad Pros or an old iPad Pro, that's when it really starts to sing. And I think both you and I decided we should probably try it. Now, you're using it on an older iPad.
No, you got me a brand new iPad.
Oh,
or Lisa
congratulations.
Lisa got me the brand new iPad.
We're both using the 10.5-inch yes. iPad Pro.
John bought me the iPad Pro.
You had done it on your 12.9-inch
yes.
mm-hmm. iPad Pro.
So
we're now both using iOS 11. And I think, again, just a word of warning, don't do it on your – if your iPad is important to you, don't. It's not going to be out officially. This is what they call a public beta. It won't be out officially till the fall. However, it's extremely reliable, mm-hmm. right?
I've had, you know, a couple problems, but
weird things occasionally.
Yeah. But beta things, and no crashing, no irreparable problems.
Not at all. No data loss. I guess, use any programs that are incompatible, but there are some programs, particularly 32-bit programs, that won't work. So you should check if there's something you need. But everything works fine. It does have some different things. Mm-hmm. Now, if you just look at this, you couldn't, I don't know if, could you tell it, maybe because of the way the dock is, you could say, well, there's something different about that. The first thing you'll notice that's different is the new control panel. So double tapping doesn't bring up the old recents screen, the recently opened things. It brings up here this, you know, what used to be the control center, and all in a big jumbled mass on the right. Although you get used to this pretty quickly. I had to show somebody. Oh, yeah, that's volume.
You can that is a weird volume.
Isn't that weird? And that's screen brightness. You can turn that up and down. There's different buttons, many of which are not labeled, but that's okay.
You can also control, like you can add or subtract things from that.
Yeah, you can edit it. And notice if you hold it, it gets big. And then to the left instead of the card stack, just thumbnails of everything you've opened for quite some time. This goes on and on and on. Remember, this isn't all stuff in memory. This is stuff that you opened at some point. And most of this, because of the way the iPad works, iOS works, has already been closed long ago. It doesn't allow stuff to really sit in the background very long. It's one of the reasons iOS has such great battery life. The other thing that's changed a little bit is now to close something, you can't just swipe it away. You have to, just like you do with the icons, press and hold and press an X.
That's my least favorite thing about iOS 11.
Yeah.
It was satisfying to swipe through.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could go.
Yeah.
But I think Apple's kind of enforcing this notion that you don't have to close things.
Right.
That it's not necessary. You shouldn't have to ever do that, because iOS handles that automatically.
Right. But if you just feel like it's untidy or you're trying to hide something.
Right.
You know, then you would.
The other thing that people, this is probably the single most complained about feature in iOS 11. So that's why I'm showing it to you first. People complain that the new control center, you know, you don't sweep up from the bottom anymore. Oh, well, I guess
you
do.
Yeah, you swipe a little bit for the dock and then a lot for the notification center. So, yeah. Well, if you have a program open, you get the dock.
What's confusing. So the behavior is different. So now if I have a program open, This does something different.
Right, but then you keep swiping.
Keep going, it will eventually get to that.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't mind that so much. So that's, but of all the features, this is the one that's most reviled in iOS 11. And we should point out, it's generally, most people consider that Apple, now that it's in the public beta, probably won't change features like this. It's too late in the cycle. Mm. It's only a few months off. So, No use complaining about
this.
This is how it's going to be.
I think maybe someone should. Well, Apple probably wouldn't allow an app, but it would be great to have an app that would let you swipe again. Because I feel like it's like making it rain. You know,
never happens. Never happens, right? Because Apple won't let you.
Yeah.
Won't let any third party come up with something different, and Apple themselves never does that, because that would be admitting they made a mistake, and they don't admit
right.
they made mistakes.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
We don't need headphone jacks.
No,
we never.
That's
needed
not
that.
A mistake. That's intentional. So, what is your favorite feature?
Okay, I have a lot of favorite features.
You did a great tips segment on.
Thank you.
New screensavers, and I learned a lot from that.
Yeah, so
in
you
fact,
can watch
I have
that.
A question for you.
Okay, watch that, because I'm not going to repeat myself on that. But one, let's see, my favorite feature is something that I learned from a viewer who sent me a screenshot keyboard tip. So if you, let's see, it's Control-Shift-3 does the screenshot.
That's just always, like on that's the Macintosh.
A, yeah, that, yeah. Just on the, but that's always been there. And then I'm going to make you watch the screensavers to figure out how you can do that. But here's new on iOS 11. Control-Shift-4 brings that right into the markup. So I can start drawing on that.
Yeah, this is a nice feature. This is because it often is the case when you do a screenshot that you're wanting to illustrate something to somebody. So that's a very nice feature.
But I can't figure. But yeah, so that I really like that. So
by the way,
control
you said,
shift four.
I want to correct something.
Okay, what did I?
Because you said control.
Oh, command.
It's command.
Command. Sorry.
And the reason I mentioned that there is a control command. Key, and this only is on the keyboard itself. I mean, but there is a control key. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's command shift three.
Command.
And command shift four.
Remember Open Apple? What happened to Open Apple? The Open Apple key wasn't that a? Didn't that used to be a?
Yeah,
command?
That open turned Apple. Into the. Fan key or command okay. key.
Yeah, command. Sorry about that. Yeah. Yes, command shift three to take a screenshot that then you can send easily to someone, or command shift four then opens it right up into markup. So that's great if you work on the web, if you need to take a lot of screenshots where you mark things up a lot. That's super useful.
Or, actually, you know, what's interesting is that if you press and hold command, it will show you some of the command keys, but it won't show you that one.
Oh, weird.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I wish it would. If you show my screen, Kevin, see, if I press and hold command, this little helpful pop-up comes. But then I press shift, and it doesn't show you anything else. So, that Apple, that's something you could probably add before you ship iOS 11. Mm-hmm. Let's make these little helpful tips be complete.
Yes.
Show multi-key selections, right?
Yeah. So that screenshot tip came from Greg on Twitter, who says he's been a fan since the screensavers.
Thank
OG.
You. OG.
OG.
The original gangsta version of the screensavers.
So that's
a good tip. I like that. The screenshot tip. Yeah.
Do you want me to do another one, or you want to go now? Okay. Screen recording. Did you know that you can do screen recording on iOS 11?
No.
It's built right in. I mean, there's obviously been lots of apps, ways you can record your screen, but this is built in and you can add it. You have to enable it. You add it into your notifications. So go to settings. Can you? There we go. Settings.
By the way, Scooter X is telling me that the beta 3, which is not available yet as part of the public beta, but is available for developers, does now allow you to swipe up
in
the app switcher instead of pressing and holding the X. That is a nice, I think that's a good thing. Thank you, Apple. And thank you, Scooter X.
Yeah, because I was about to switch to Android if I couldn't.
We should, no you weren't. We should make it rain. We should mention that we are talking about and going to continue to use the public beta, not the developer's beta. Mm-hmm. So we're not that crazy.
No.
Goodness. And also, that's probably most likely the one you're using, and few of you might be developers like Scooter.
Okay, so the Control Center. Let's take a look at my screen again. So you go to the Control Center, and then you want to customize controls. And so I already added screen recording. Usually it's down here, screen recording.
Oh.
And then, but you have to add it. But you
so
can
now
add
it's
all
a
these
button?
Things. You can add changing the text size. You can add magnifier, guided access, all these things if you use them off and go. So screen recording is now a button. So then I swipe up. See, this is one problem with this thing. I swipe up, and then here's screen recording. So I can press screen recording, and now everything I'm doing is recorded. So here's when you look for Flappy Bird. No more Flappy Bird. I'm going to show people how you can switch to iPad only, iPhone only. And
yeah, because I didn't know that, so I'm glad you're showing me.
Yes,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that we can talk about. So there's no more Flappy Bird. Isn't that sad? Because I guess it doesn't work anymore. I got that tip from.
That might be a 32-bit app. Mm-hmm, so that's
so that's another tip. Yeah. Save your Flappy Bird somehow. Okay, so then I'm going to go back to screen recording, and I stopped screen recording. Saved automatically to photos. So then I go to my photos. And let's see. Let me use my Apple Pencil. That's how I can sneak in there.
Wow. You can really add a lot of things, and it becomes the Control Center then becomes extremely complicated if you turn on all those buttons.
I don't know why. See, this is occasionally you will.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get to my.
Oh, it's frozen.
Yeah.
So,
there's photos. Okay, so here's the screen recording. So one tip on if you are recording your screen and you're going to upload it to YouTube or something.
Records to the gallery.
It records right away. So you might want to trim it a little because you don't want to see this where you pressed record. And then, so that's just my screen recording.
There must
recording.
Be a keystroke that you could start recording without having to.
You're not showing my recording, Kevin.
We already saw it.
Oh, yeah.
We already saw it.
But look, no hands.
Nice. No, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
That's really great.
I'm thinking maybe we'll do that instead of doing all this stuff live, because when our things freeze, we'll just record.
Well, it's also great for people who are doing, you know, how-tos and applications. Mm-hmm. If you're an app developer and you want to show how your app works, things like that, that's really nice.
Or if, like, your mom calls and says, like, I can't figure out this new thing on the iPad.
That's great. Because my mom did say, how do you, because we were playing with messages. She said, well, how do you do that, whatever it was, the balloon thing or the slam thing. Now I can record it. And I say, oh, it's easy, Mom. You do it like this. Thank you, Apple.
Okay, so what happens when your mom asks, should I download the iOS 11 beta? What do you tell your mom?
No. Mom, no. Don't, please, please. Because I don't want to have to answer questions about it. The dock has changed in other ways, by the way, which I really like. Notice now I have, these are the old style icons in the dock. You can, you know, still load them up. In fact, I think you can get more in now. But then there's a bar. This is much more like on the Macintosh. And on the right, they're the three most recently used apps. So in this case, it shows my email, Narwhal, which is a Reddit reader, my preferred Reddit reader, and the Hangouts app. So as you use apps, so let's say I use Facebook Messenger and now go out of it. Facebook Messenger now is showing up in the dock. Not sure how the order works, right? Because that was the most recent app I used, but it's in the middle. But still, that's...
Alphabetical, maybe? Mail, Messenger, Narwhal?
Hangouts.
Oh, Hangouts. No.
As often is the case with Apple, you know, we don't really know. Like, remember the slide-in order thing? This, by the way, has changed also, the way you split screen. But that leads to my question. Are you a split screen expert?
I have been getting used to it.
So if you have something running, here's our Twit application. Let's say you're watching us, and you would like to start then doing something else.
I
don't know.
So you slide up to get the dock, right?
Oh, you slide up to get the dock.
And then, not all the way up. No, slide up, just let go of that.
Okay.
Slide up to get, and then what do you want to do?
Let's say a file manager, which is also new. We'll show you that.
So
I just slide that in there.
Yep.
And there's two ways it could go. This is a window.
Yep, you windowed.
Except it's a weirdish kind of window because there's only two positions for the window, left or right. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a window you can arbitrarily place. You just, it's either in the left or the right.
You can't go, what happens when you put it in the middle? It just scoots over? That's weird.
This is a new game we could all play. How can I just, let's just see if we'll go.
And then you can do another one, right?
Can you?
I think so. You should be able to do three.
Wow,
so
that
like,
would be
Safari
really. That,
or
maybe
something.
That's the idea. No, see, it went away.
You should be able to put.
Really?
A window.
You can do three
like
panes.
Anyway,
you can make this be a pane by dragging
right.
it. Now
two
it's a pane.
Two panes and a window is what you can do.
Two panes and a window. Oh, maybe that's the distinction. So there's a pane, and now I can have a window. Whoops. This is very tricky. No, I already have that open. Let's open something else. Let's open this. Okay. No. Can Safari be a window?
Yes.
No.
No?
No. It can only be a pane.
Oh.
Understand the distinction. Let's do Messenger.
Anything
Messenger.
Can't be a window?
No. I don't know. So let me go to, this is what happened to me. Safari now can have two panes. We used to have a separate application. Mm-hmm. So I've got two panes. I can't get rid of them. I can't Safari. I can't go full screen anymore. How do I get this to go? I can't. It doesn't. Nothing. It seems no longer. If I do that, it goes to a previous page. It doesn't. Help.
So you can't. You can't add a different window.
What? Well, I could add. I could do other things. I could add a window. I guess. I don't know. Can I add a window? Let's see. File manager, I know we'll do windows, right?
We're having some pain.
There's a window.
There we go.
Great. So now I have two panes and a window.
Two panes and a window. It's like.
But I don't want. I want.
Should be like a Beck song. Two panes and a window.
So.
What do you want?
Oh, maybe that fixed it. And now. It did. Okay. So I. No, it didn't. So somehow I've screwed up my Safari so that I can't see full screen for Safari. So anybody has an idea to help me with this? See, it used to be, because it's two panes, I could slide one over, but it doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Maybe that's a bug.
Yeah, for the a beta
or
bug.
Or maybe that's a feature.
Okay, yeah, so I'm sliding over with photos and Twitter.
So let's say I do this and I close it, right? Now Safari's closed. I reopen Safari, and it's still two panes.
That's why it's fun. Let's see, what other tips?
I was really hoping you could fix that for me.
I don't even really, I stopped listening after like 30 seconds.
So well, let's do, let's do more pain. Let's do more pain, because I like the pains. I think the pains are cool.
Okay, you want to...
Well, let's say you're watching a YouTube video. That's an example where you might, a window might be kind of a nice thing. You can have a YouTube video playing.
But you could do picture in picture too, right?
Right. So that's a little different. Yeah.
But I think like,
I like
for
notes.
Example,
I would like keep notes running.
Yes. Right? And I have sheets here because that's all
screen.
My notes. And then maybe I want to quickly look something up. So I.
You drag Safari in.
And then.
Now it's a window.
Yeah.
But you could also drag it farther and make it a pane.
That's see.
Can
that's
you make it because you can't make a window wider. So now you need to make it a pane.
So,
I think if you take the handle, see at the top of the handle, and drag that up to the top of the screen.
Yeah, we'll that's what you were trying. Oh,
there,
yeah,
now it's
there
a pane.
Go.
Okay.
Oh, good tip.
And now you can resize the pane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now there's three sizes: small, medium, and half.
So you drop it up to the. Oh yeah, look, I got something and something.
You got
else,
a window and a pane and two panes.
Mm-hmm.
Two panes pack,
and a window.
Two pack, two panes.
Okay, got it.
It this takes a little practice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced. You know, one of the reasons they made all these changes in iOS 11. This, by the way, many of these features won't come to your iPhone. Will be for iPad only.
Yeah, the pains. No pains in your iPhone.
But the reason they added these, I think, is because they really want to push the idea that the iPad could be your laptop, could be like your computer. But I don't know if I think pains are as good as Windows.
Yeah.
I don't really know. And in fact, I don't even know if I would say that this implementation of pains is as good as, say, Microsoft's Snap feature, which does something similar, but does it? It seems in a more confident fashion. This feels a little tentative, like you're not sure exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you're getting fingerprints all over your screen. Like I like Command Tab. Like when I'm, you know, Command Tab, you can do that. Like that's how I like to go through what my different.
Okay, so the gray area says, Leo, you need to pull down on the web page in Safari.
Pull down on the web page in Safari. Like get the handle. Oh no, pull down on the web page.
In Safari and close the tabs. Oh, so you're saying it'll be a tab thing. So if I, now I've got the tabs open. I've got a page open here and a tab open there. And then close the split view. Done. No.
It just works.
What if I close all of these? Close these. Boom, 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 bada boom. Boom.
You have to make that noise when you're closing.
I closed all the tabs. So that was that's what the gray area was trying to say.
Okay.
Close all the tabs.
Okay, got it.
So good. You fixed it. Thank you, gray area.
I'm
not sure you knew that
me?
You were fixing it.
Of course he or she did.
But close all the tabs in one of the panes and it will go away. That is not super intuitive.
No. Maybe it'll get more intuitive. I don't know. Okay, so notifications are a little different. And this is a good iPhone tip, too. You know, some people hate to have notifications on their iPhone come up when, you know, their iPhone's just sitting on the table or whatever.
Right.
It's like, you know, oh, your order for adult diapers is in, you know, and you don't want people to see that necessarily.
Right.
Although
no.
There's no shame in that. and so with notifications now, you have a little more control.
Are you sure there's no shame in that? Because I feel like there's some shame in that.
No. No,
there's no shame.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Growing old is normal.
Now.
We all do it.
It's a normal thing.
And
we're all going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, better than not getting there, right?
Yeah, it's better than the alternative.
Yes.
As my friends always say.
Okay, so here's notifications. You'll notice this is new in iOS 11, show preview. So it just gives you a little bit more control over the notification style. So notification previews will be shown whether the iPad is locked or unlocked. So that's something to know, that if you have notifications that you want to keep secret from the people that your iPhone have, you know, access, I mean, your iPad or iPhone, if you have it on a table often, you know, let's just say something like you're ordering a beautiful new car. car for your wife
right.
or something like that.
Right.
And she,
you don't want her to see it.
Right. Exactly. So right. show previews. So you want to adjust this. Always show previews. So if you're like, I'm an open book, I don't care who sees my notifications, or show them only when unlocked. So only when your phone is unlocked, show them, or never. So if you never want to show the previews of your notifications, you can do that. But notice that, so this is new in iOS 11, and you have to change it if you don't want your previews showing to
very good.
World.
Yeah. By the way, Pat Blue is in our chat room, and I presume he's the same Pat who wrote my twit. Thank you, Pat, for writing an amazing app. And Patrick, says that my twit, which is the latest twit app, supports both split screen and picture in picture. So he figured out how to do all that. Pat Blue, how has it been developing for iOS 11? Have you added iOS 11 features in to this? I love it that I can, you know, have, let's say I'm watching Twit Live here. Which is weird because I'm doing it and watching it, and then I open I open Safari. Will this then? Yeah, see, then it goes down here, and that's the picture in picture that you were talking about, right? But it would also, now this is going to get a little strange, but I could also open it in a pane. I could. So if you want even more twit.
Like you want to watch the live while you're watching last week's.
Yeah.
You
can even do that. So that's interesting. You could do a picture in picture and a window. What happens if I slide the window over, though? Oh, the picture just stays there. So that's really nice. Well done, Pat Blue.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done. We appreciate the really nicely done application.
Me too. Let's see. I don't know if I have any other tips besides the ones that I already showed on the screensavers.
Well, show them again. Not everybody watches a screensaver. Mm-hmm. You can show more stuff. I don't mind. I have to say, once you get used to it, iOS 11 is, I think, a nice improvement overall. The dock, the ability to have more in the dock, for instance, and to have the dock be there while you're running an application is fantastic. You're reading your Twitter feed. You could slide up the dock and launch other applications. Oh, have we mentioned drag and drop?
Oh, no, that was the other thing that I mentioned.
Should we show drag and drop?
Yeah, show a little drag and drop.
All right, so let's say I'm gonna. I don't know if this will work. I've never tried it. I'm gonna create a tweet, and I want to drag something in from photos. Right now, what happens if you don't have photos open here? I mean, you don't have photos in your dock. I'd have to exit out of this, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
I'd have to open photos. Let's open photos. I then would have to... Now, this is why it's handy to have these most recent things. Let's go back to Twitter. And now I can go and I can make a panel out of photos. Okay. And now I've got my tweet here. And let's say I'm going to add a photo to my... Can I just drag it into the tweet?
Let's see. I bet it only works with Apple.
It might be that Twitter hasn't yet updated their app to do that. That's too bad. So let's open something else
mail.
Up.
Mail. It would work with mail.
It would work with mail. It would probably work with messages, right? Let me send you a message, okay?
Okay.
I'm starting a message to you. Now I want to add photos as a pay. And I think this will...
Not holding it down long enough, yeah.
I think this will eventually become... something that you can do quickly and happily.
Oh, yeah. I want that photo. Oh, do you have to hold the photo for longer before you drag it? And then, no. I think it might just work in mail right now.
Let's start a message. Oh, that's frustrating.
That is.
So you think it's just for mail, huh?
It might work in like, Keynote or other.
Oh, let's, okay. We can do that. We have the technology. Keynote. All right, let's try it. Here's Keynote. And I'm going to start a new presentation. Yes, we'll use iCloud. Oh, God. Okay, I'm creating a presentation. Thank you. Okay, now, double tap to edit. Now, I want to drag a photo into it. Let's see here. So you're saying, first of all, again, hold it long enough so it goes, and now we got a photo. Okay. Now drag. So it'll work, I'm sure, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Drag and drop from the thumbnail, not the photo.
Oh, from the thumbnail.
No, that doesn't work either. That isn't even doing anything.
I know I got it to work with mail, so maybe let's try
okay.
that.
Okay, I give up. Your turn.
Okay, so let's try this. Well, then I have this photo.
Now it should work.
Is it? Goodness gracious. Why
do it from the thumbnail.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So it's clearly it's not yet expanded mm-hmm. to other, even Apple apps. But yeah. I think, I'm sure by the time it ships, Messages will be updated so it'll yeah. support it in Messages, because that's an obvious place you'd want to do that.
Mm-hmm. So let's say...
I like, one of the things I like in Messages is now it shows a listing of all the Messages apps. I think this is new at the bottom. If you so now yes. I'm in a message and I want to add something, right? I click the little thing here. Now I can see all the little Messages extensions that I've added. What do you call
stickers.
Those?
Stickers and apps.
And apps.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
We have Twit stickers. So now if I want to add a Twit sticker, by the way, these are great. Mm-hmm. Let's say I want to say send a picture of Megan to Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Oop. Let's just hit it. It was nice how it did the wavy thing, mm-hmm. though. That's kind of cool. Wavy Megan. And then I can send that off to Megan. Now she has a picture of herself mm-hmm. in her message. So I think that, because it was a little, before they did this, it was hard to figure out what you had available to you, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a nice feature. For some reason, my June oven has stickers of food,
yeah.
Really nice food. So let me just send you a sticker of a T-bone steak. How about that? You're going to love that.
I do love it already.
Yeah. See, not delivered either one of them because apparently you no longer have that phone. Baked potato to go with your steak.
Good. Then show that phone number.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Love
it.
That.
Is really cleaned up, I think.
Yeah. What else do we like?
Mine's not delivered either. I don't know why. And that has the right, because I was trying to send you a Wonder Woman sticker, but I couldn't.
Send you a little handwriting. That's not new. Anyway.
But it's definitely cleaned up. It was messy before and you couldn't really understand it. That's my pencil, so it's probably paired to mine. Yours is behind.
Okay. Another little tip. Don't draw with somebody else's pencil.
Never draw with someone else's pencil.
There. That's kind of fun.
Why aren't I getting all your messages?
You could show my screen. Yeah, yeah. Hi there, Megs. Did anybody ever call you Megs?
Yeah. You can call me Megs.
That's your Wi-Fi icon. There you go.
Oh, we're not on Wi-Fi? My Wi-Fi's on.
Who knows? It's the mysteries of text messaging. Anyway, or drawing. Mm-hmm. I like that. They'll go through eventually. So there's a number of new features in iOS 11. I think it's worth trying. I wouldn't. Again, you know, you kind of have to give the disclaimer that Apple gives, and you know, you shouldn't install it unless you know what you're doing. If you have to ask, you shouldn't install it. On the other hand, I find it quite reliable, and while some things may change, this is a public beta, which generally means Apple feels pretty confident about it. You know, it's funny because I haven't installed the public beta of High Sierra, the next version of Mac OS.
Me neither.
That makes me nervous, and I use my Macs for more serious stuff than I do my iPad. But I feel like even if this is your only iPad, well, there's always a risk. Maybe I shouldn't say that, because what if you're a big Flappy Bird fan?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't do it if it's your only iPad.
Right.
But, I mean, if you don't use your iPad for, yeah.
If it's not a,
I wouldn't
do it.
I'm not going to do it on my phone for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might be riskier. You might, you know, be less risk averse than I am.
So Pat, who is Patrick, again, who's our author, says an app has to be built with the new iOS 11 SDK software development kit to support drag and drop. And most of the native apps, including Messages, do support it. So maybe we were just doing it wrong.
Yeah, we were doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I did get an email about someone who did have trouble with the beta. So I don't know if we want to read that email first, but I mean, we should say that Joey, he says he has a story of why doing the public beta is a bad idea.
Okay.
And he wants to know what you should do. So, you know, we're not a tech support show, but I'll read it anyway. He said he downloaded the public beta. It installed no problem, played with it for a couple of days. Then one morning, mm-mm. I put it on the charger before work and went to work and came back. And all it showed and continues to show is the Apple logo. And if it's not the Apple logo, it's low battery symbol, even when it's on the charger. And I tried to continue and tried to restore via iTunes, but it won't recognize it. And it has twice said, do you want to grab info off this iPad? And I hit continue and it looks like it's going to do something, but it doesn't. So I haven't been able to restore. So I don't know what to do.
So you want at this point, well, you probably already done this, but you... There are three stages of grief. No, there are three stages of screwed up. What do I do? Of course, the first stage.
Blame Leo.
Blame me because I should. So this is not specific to iOS 11, but I don't think your problem is necessarily an iOS 11 problem. It sounds like there's a problem in general. So, of course, people think that this on-off switch turns it on and off. That's a screen on-off switch. And as you probably know, but I'm going to tell you, the stage one is to press and hold the on-off switch until you get the slide to turn off, and then power it off. That's an orderly shutdown, just like on any computer, an orderly turn off. If that doesn't work, and I suspect it will not work because you're not even in the screen thing, if you press and hold both the on-off switch, whoops, you got to do it at the same time, and the home button for a certain amount of time, and I won't do this because I don't want to reset it. That's a hard reset. And if you do that, it'll take about 5 seconds. You'll get the Apple logo alone, which he's getting. So I don't think this is going to fix it either. At this point, you want to do something called the DFU. Now, I'm going to suggest that you go to iMore and search for DFU or just Google iMore DFU because this requires, believe it or not, or it's very helpful anyway, watching a video to do this because timing is really important. DFU... which stands for device firmware update, actually goes back and it will wipe your device. So one of the very strong cautions that we should have been giving, and certainly Apple will give you before you install iOS 11, is back up your existing iPad to iTunes.
It sounded like he did that because he was trying to hook it up.
He was trying to restore it. Mm-hmm. So that's what will happen here. And if you follow this, this is a way to force the device to start from fresh and restore from that backup that you made. So you will be going back to iOS 10. The reason I suggest going to iMore, and there are videos on YouTube, but iMore we trust, is because timing is so critical on this. You have to turn off your device if it isn't already, and then press and hold the on-off button and the for 3 seconds. Then press and hold the home button on the front of your device while still holding down the on-off button. Then keep holding both buttons for 10 seconds. Then let go of the on-off button, but keep holding the home button for 5 seconds. And then, if you get the Apple logo, you blew it. But if the screen stays black, you're in DFU mode. And eventually, you're going to get the logo that says, please attach this to iTunes. I don't know if they show that screen. But that's when you're going to attach it to your computer and you can do a restore. So DFU is the third stage. So the first stage is turning it off fully. Second stage is the reset. And then the DFU, which requires pretty specific timing. And chances are the first couple of times you may not get it exactly timed right. That's why if you do this, if you play this video on your computer while you're doing it with your iPad, this video has the timings in it. And so you just follow along with them and you're much more likely to get this right. So that's called DFU, and it is something you shouldn't do as a matter of course, but it is the last step before the fourth step of grief, which is to bring it to the Apple Store mm-hmm. and have them fix it. Mm-hmm. I think it's not that may or may not be related to iOS 11. These things happen, and it can happen with or without iOS 11. So it may not be related to iOS 11. It may just be that that happened as a coincidence with mm-hmm. iOS 11.
Well, you know what's even more confusing than pain management?
I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
Mortgage.
The pain of getting a mortgage,
right.
A home loan.
Like
now, you just went through that.
I did. A lot of running around.
If you had listened to our advertisement, you would have saved yourself a lot of trouble. We had the same problem a couple of years ago when we bought our house. We went to a big bank, well-known, the one with the stagecoach. And... deeply regret that because for some reason, I think it was just because of, I don't know why, but the problems in 2008 or whatever, they wanted a lot of paperwork, and then they wanted a lot more paperwork, and then they wanted a lot more paperwork, and we thought, oh, it'll be done in a week, in a month, right? So we have vacation a month, but surely we'll have the loan by then. We almost lost the house. The seller was saying, if you don't get a loan, we're going to go to the next person online. And we said, no, really, we're going to get this loan. It took us several months. Months. We were on vacation faxing stuff. If only there had been Rocket Mortgage back then. Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans, the greatest lender in the country. They really know what they're doing. They're very high tech. Realized that the loan process was a little bit, shall we say, 19th century. That computers could make it easier. So they made an entirely online loan approval process called Rocket Mortgage. And it's more than just fast, although it is fast. Not months, not weeks, not days, but minutes. It's that fast. But it's also, the idea is to give you the confidence that you're getting the loan that's right for you. With a transparent process, you see how it's working. And of course, you're getting the loan from Quicken Loans, which is a great lender. And all you have to do is look at their website to see all those JD Power Customer Satisfaction Awards. You'll know they've been number one in customer satisfaction since 2010 for 7 years. And I'm sure they're going to get one this year again. And that's because people love them. And they love me more now thanks to Rocket Mortgage. So what happens? You could do this while you're at an open house. It's that fast. Let's say you're at an open house. You say, honey, we should buy this house. So you whip out your phone and you go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And you can go through the process. You don't even have to have any paperwork. You know, normally you'd have pay stubs and bank statements and things. You have to fax them or send them or worse yet, bring to the loan office. Not with Rocket Mortgage, because they have trusted partners with all the financial institutions. All you have to do is press a button, you know, log into your bank account or whatever, and they will send all that information to them automatically. And then you can choose term, you can choose rate, but you will, in this, again, completely transparent fashion, get a loan that's right for you in minutes. In minutes. So I want you to go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. They're equal housing lender, and, you know, licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030, if you want to look that up. 3030. Rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Man, next time, you can make this easier for me. Rocket, or for refis too. If you need to refi, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. We thank them for making it possible for us to fump for around with our iPads for an hour every week.
So, you know Waze, the navigation app from Google, Waze?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Yeah, love it. Yeah. So gosh, anybody who gets stuck in traffic loves Waze because it will reroute you. It'll tell you if there's problems up ahead. It'll tell you if there's something in the road. You know, I've twice in my life run into ladders that have fallen off of gardening trucks. Is that only a problem here in California?
I think maybe someone's after you.
Like they're in the middle of the highway and you're going along. I'm paying attention, but you know, there's cars in front of you. You see them swerving sometimes, and maybe, but then you hit the ladder. Anyway, it will tell you because people ahead of you have entered that in on Waze. Watch out, you know, or maybe there's a police officer hiding behind that billboard. Waze will tell you. Mm-hmm. I love Waze. Plus, they've got carpooling now. There's all sorts of great features.
Yes, and you can have special voices like R2-D2 or Arnold Schwarzenegger telling you go left, go right.
I had for a while Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
That was really annoying.
Pity the fool that goes
left. Wait a minute. We can do our own?
You can have Leo or yourself on there.
They're taking steps to fix what? Ladders in the road.
Taking steps to fix
them. I hope. It's probably against the law. I get it. Taking steps. Now I understand.
It's a pun.
Step ladder. Could I, if I recorded something, put it on the website and let people use it?
Yes.
I want to do that.
Yes. Okay. So here you can show my screen. I've got Waze here.
I hope somebody will want
it. The new voice of Waze. Record a voice now. So it goes to settings. I've already started because there's a lot. So here's
they tell you what to read?
They tell you what to read. So here's
and you can embellish it, right?
Yeah. Here's a couple that I've done. Can you
turn right and get to the chopper? Right?
Did you hear that?
That's on it.
Do you have my screen?
Let's go.
Oh, she's so cute.
I should use one of the Shure mics.
We're all set. Let's go.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, so let's...
Have your voice than the Waze lady.
Okay, so you have to say, let's get started, drive safe, or something like that.
Let's get started, drive safe.
Okay, ready?
Let's get started, drive safe.
Awesome. Let's play it.
Let's get started, drive safe. That's not as good an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression as it sounds like it in my head.
Right. How about accidents reported ahead, hazard rerouting?
Give me one, anyone.
Okay, heavy traffic reported ahead.
Dude, heavy traffic reported ahead. Uh-oh. See, wouldn't you like that on your...
Oh, no.
You just re-recorded over it. Damn it. That was a perfect performance.
This is what it's going to say when heavy traffic are reported ahead.
Wouldn't you like that on your...
Oh, no.
You just re-recorded over it. That's good.
So, okay, let's try heavy traffic reported ahead again.
Dude, heavy traffic reported ahead. Oh, no. Heavy traffic reported ahead. Oh, no.
Okay.
That would be great to have.
Yeah, we could, you have to record all of these. So.
How many is it like? That's not that many.
No, it's just all the distances. I mean, I bet you wouldn't have to do all of them.
This is a nice feature. I like this.
So
I can't wait.
Save it.
Do all my bad impressions.
You can share it, share voice directions. Anyone who downloads your voice can share it freely. So you share and then.
It's like don't share that. It's on Waze now?
I'm not going to share it yet. Yes, it's on Waze now. I think we should all do it. And I think you out there should do it and share it with us because then we can play everybody's.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Hey, I brought some show and tell. Can
you
I show, some show some stuff?
Please show some
so
stuff.
So we talked about how Google now has photo books in Google Photos. And I mean, of course, Apple has photo books in its photos too, but a little bit of a difference because what Google says it will do is use their artificial intelligence to automatically pick the best pictures. Well, I got to tell you, it doesn't.
Okay.
It picks pictures. It likes pictures with people. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take pictures of buildings or animals, they're not as many going to be picked. But the good news is it gives you a starting point. So I have, as you probably know, after we came back from our trip, Lisa and I shared, and we created an album. Let me go to my albums here. And we shared it. And one of the nice things about Google Photos is you can decide which pictures are big. You can put in maps, and you can even enter in text. So this is both of our photos. Now, what you do is you go to share. I'm sorry, not share. You go to dot, 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 and you say create photo book. And then what it does, it gives you a choice, a $10 book, 20 pages for 10 bucks, but now it's going to be 35 cents for additional pages. I made the hardcover book, and that's $20 for 20 pages and 65 cents for additional pages. I added up another 20 pages, so I think it's like close to $40 for my book. But I'll show you. So it's suggested, based on the number of photos in here, 100 photos. That would be a very big book. You can view the book preview, and then you can, of course, edit it as well. So as you can see, it really likes pictures of people, even if they're just statues.
It likes when you have your arms around each other. I know.
Yeah. Artificially intelligent, but these aren't bad. A couple of the pictures it picked, I was surprised because I thought one of the things it would do is eliminate out of focus pictures. But in one case, at least when I was playing with this, it picked a picture that was out of focus. But these are all pretty good. And this is nice. I mean, this would be a good starting point for a book. I let it do this, and I ordered a hardcover book. And I did reduce the number of pictures, and this is it. I just wanted to show people what it looks like. Some of the you get to, when you edit the book, decide if you're going to make it go all the way to the edge, as they call it, a full bleed, or have a border around it. So some of these pictures, I think it did a very nice job. I think that's Lisa's picture of they call him a llama.
Oh, really?
I call it a llama.
Mm-hmm. Did it spit at you?
No, they were very friendly llamas. This is Machu Picchu in Peru. But I think it did, these are very nice prints, don't you think? And this ended up costing a little more because I made it a little bit thicker, and I also got the hardcover. But this is the first time we've really done this, and I think having a little picture book. Notice no text came through, and it didn't include any of the maps and stuff like that. Isn't that beautiful? So, yeah, that's a California sea lion on the equator. Anyway, I'm very happy with how this came out. And then I saw an ad probably on Facebook or Instagram for another service called ZNO that was more aimed at photographers. By the way, this is the only Google branding is on the back. It says Google Photos. Apple does something very similar. I would say, what's nice about this is a brand new feature from Google, but I would say that the quality is pretty darn good. But if you are a photographer and you want to step up, this is a company called ZNO. Now, these books are lie-flat books, and they also don't include any text. But they're, I think, better quality prints. But they're very affordable. This was $15. You're limited to 24 pictures, although as a photographer, that might be a nice challenge. See, it's thick cardstock.
It's like a board book. You can give it to a baby.
It's like a baby's board book. And I think the reproductions are quite good. So if you're a photographer and you want to do a wedding album or something, maybe a keepsake that's a little bit more serious. Again, no text. Apple allows you to do text. Blurb and Lulu allow you to do text.
Yeah, Google allows you to do text.
Yeah,
as well.
Google allows you to do text. But this is just focuses on the images. But I think if you have some images you really like, this is a nice way to do it. This is ZNO.com, ZNO. And they call this, they have a lot of different books. They call this their little black book. You've ordered a book for yourself, right, mm-hmm. from Apple.
No, not yet. I'm going, I always get stuck because I get like, oh, I got to pick out the best pictures. I got to write
That's
the best
words. That's where Google
words.
Has an advantage by just kind of the automated, at least as a starting point, which saves a lot of time. And I think they did a pretty good job, frankly, with the automated stuff.
I'm going to order an Apple book. I'm going to make one from my recent glamping trip.
Then we could
trip.
Do mm-hmm. the glamping trip.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the other thing is this is 100 images. That's too many images. I'm going to have to cut it way down.
Did you say how much this was? Because this was cheap. It was like $15.
$15. Yeah, the ZNO was $15. I probably spent twice that at least on the Google book, but that's because I added pictures. Theirs are normally a little bit less expensive. So, anyway, I thought I'd bring a couple books. And then I brought one other thing. This is something Renee Ritchie told me to get for my new iPad Pro, and it's something you may want to be aware of. iPad sells, and this is, I think, intended for the MacBook. But, the charger that comes with your iPad Pro is, I think, a 12-watt charger. But the iPad Pro can support faster charging if you have higher wattage. This is not much bigger than your iPad charger. Apple sells it for about, I think it's about 40 or 50 bucks. This is a 29-watt charger. So this would charge twice as fast. And in fact, the iPad, I should warn you, does heat up a little bit when you use this. But there is a catch to it. Your normal iPad charger has a USB Type-A connector, and that's the cable that comes with your iPad, the Type A, the normal USB to Lightning. This is a Type C connector because it's intended for the MacBook. So you'll have to buy an additional cable. These are about 20 bucks, but you get the Type C, and this is actually useful. If you have a MacBook, a Type C to Lightning connector is the only way to, without dongles, to easily connect to your MacBook mm-hmm. for charging. So now this has become my go-to charger. I carry this around if I need to fast charge my iPad. There it is. That's the 29. It's hard to find, by the way. How long did it take you to find it, Kevin? You have to go to the store and then search in accessories, and it's probably not listed as an iPad.
I Googled 29 watt.
Oh, you're
iPad
smarter
Pro
than me. Just Google. Google's always better than Apple.
As soon as I heard you say 29 watt.
Yeah. Kevin's so that's 50 toes. Bucks in the U.S., $49 in the U.S. And then they also, but you remember you have to get a Type C to Lightning mm-hmm. cable. I actually bought three Type C to Lightning cables. The other nice thing about that is when your son steals your power adapter, mm-hmm. he'll be baffled mm-hmm. and give it back to you.
That is just enough of a reason. I wasn't going to get it. I was like, I don't need fast charging.
Unless he's smart enough to steal your, as Michael did, power mm-hmm. adapter and cable. And I said, Lisa, where'd it go? I had the where. And we kind of knew where it went. So we went in Michael's room. And Michael, if you're looking for it, I have it.
We all should right. have like locked cabinets with all our Lightning cables.
So that's a little pricey. I mean, you end up spending 50 bucks. $50 bucks for the brick and then another $20 for the cable. But it is a faster way to charge.
I have some show and tell as well.
Oh, please. I was going to ask you about this.
You recently bought me the new iPad.
Go back to the table shot. Okay, look at this. So my iPad is held up with this flimsy little mm-hmm. Apple Smart keyboard thing. And, frankly, it comes off all the time, and it just drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I like the keyboard, though, and I love the ability to type on my iPad Pro. I think that's what makes it, a little more pro.
Mm-hmm.
if you will, and it uses a smart connector. But you found something different.
I did. I did not like the smart keyboard.
It's a little floppy.
I didn't like typing on it. Yeah. I often found it difficult to connect. It just wouldn't connect to the smart. I don't know if there was like schmutz on there or something.
You mean the magnetic connection?
Yeah. It would just not work that often. Yeah. So Lisa bought me this new iPad.
Thank you, Lisa. Do you like it? Isn't it nice?
I love it.
Yeah. I have to say I'm blown away how fast the 10.5 is. But I noticed you've got something special and different.
Yes. So I said I don't want the smart keyboard, and I started to look around. And so I have two items here. One is the Studio Neat Canopy, and it's $40. And it doesn't come with the Magic Keyboard that I have attached to it. It sticks to it. I'm not going to unstick
it. But show me what it looks. Can you wrap it around your iPad?
So
it's not an iPad case now.
They're not called Studio. No, they're not called Studio Neat for nothing.
That's tidy.
This looks like a sweet little wallet. I'm a big fan of the brown leather. So then you always have, and then you can buy the Magic Keyboard separately.
And I happen to have one sitting around.
Yeah. And then it's, you know.
So that's a Bluetooth keyboard. So this isn't using the smart connector.
It is not using the smart connector. And that means you have to charge it. It comes with a lightning cable for you to charge it. But in addition to being able to use your iPad on it, and I could use my 12-inch iPad on there too. 12.7.
That's the other thing is this fits different sizes.
Yeah. And I can connect my iPhone to it. If I don't want to bring my iPad at all and I want to just I've used it. So, you know, I just connect in Bluetooth to the keyboard.
So this is their canopy.
I'm typing.
Their canopy stand.
Yeah.
Keyboard case and iPad stand.
$40 for
this. $160
for the
smart keyboard. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
The key here is you got a $100 better keyboard, like a real keyboard.
Yes.
A $40 stand, you still paid less than I paid for the smart, call it the smart keyboard for dummies. Yeah.
So $140 if you don't already have a Magic Keyboard sitting around. But as you could see, I was struggling a little bit, and maybe I don't know. So if I want to get the dock, it's hard. So it's stink. See, if you show Leo's for a second, you have access right there to the dock. It goes flush to the keyboard.
Yeah.
So this, and if you show mine now.
You can't.
I'm trying to get the dock. I'm trying to stick my thing down here. So I've kind of had to. You have to do that a little bit. And so that is one drawback. If you're listening, Studio Neat, maybe you could do something.
I'm going to order something that Jack Red in our chat room said. Just because we already have this, I want to try something else.
Okay.
You remember when we first got our iPad Pros, we got that Logitech case.
Big plastic.
That was big, heavy, and plastic. I didn't want that. But I think Logitech has been listening because they have something new called the Slim Combo, which is a kickstand and a keyboard and a full case, which is another thing, and with a pencil holder even. So I'm wondering if this will be, and backlit, which is something that neither yours nor mine.
And mine also doesn't come with a case.
Yeah, this is a case, and it uses the smart connector. So I am kind of intrigued by this. Jack Red said he's ordered but hasn't received his yet. I think they just came out
because when I was looking just last week or 2 weeks ago for a Logitech, because I had heard that the Logitech for the 9.7 is better than the one from,
Jason
Snell is a fan.
I did not want to add the giant case to it. So this looks like a good choice. Jason uses the other Logitech? No, he has something else, doesn't he?
For the 9.7, he used the Logitech. Right. But I think, he uses a lot of different things. And
he had one he recommended last time. And I like the kickstand. I have a feeling this might be... Anyway, I will order this and we'll have a review unit as soon as it gets here. But I will... Okay.
I need to find myself a good case,
you can do different angles, which I really like.
I guess this one doesn't do different angles. Yeah. But it sure is.
Neither does a smart one.
Yeah.
Look, it stands up sideways. Is that right?
The Apple.
I like the pen holder.
The pen holder, I want to show you something while I have you here.
Please, will you? You have me here. Okay. At least for another half hour.
Mac Break Weekly is. Let me find this. It's in my Apple Pencil. Here we go. I'm having the pain problem again. I want to make this full screen.
Pains are a pain. Yeah.
Make this full screen. Okay. Here's what happened to my Apple Pencil. You see that right there? Like
did the nib fall off?
The nib, I took it out of my purse. The nib had fallen off. I'd lost the back to it.
Yeah, that's why you need the something.
Yeah, so thankfully I have a nib again because I didn't save my nibs because my mom has an Apple Pencil as well, and she saved her extra nibs because she's kind of a hoarder, but I'm not going to call her a hoarder anymore.
That's why they give you three.
Yeah, I threw them away. Yeah. I don't know where they are, but she had extras, and she's my mom, so she gave me her nib because I think like nibs cost like, I don't know, like $20 for extra nibs. Which I think is a lot, but so thanks, Mom. You're not a hoarder. You actually have some things that I need, and I ended up finding this. So.
There is kind of a goofy, and I don't know if I would really want to use this. Apple has a pencil case, which is $30.
Is it a charger as well?
Does not, I don't believe. Let me look and see. I don't think it charges.
You don't really ever need to. I mean, it never runs
out. It's just a leather thing that your pencil goes into. I think that's kind of goofy. And then I've seen even larger pencil cases. Let me see if I can find
this.
And
there are like loops that you can attach to your iPad. I've seen those.
Let me look at the Apple. It's called the pencil case. And it's really a box for your Apple Pencil. This isn't it. Let me see if I can find it. But it's kind of a waste of space. Once again, we go to iMore for a list of all of these pencil accessories. See if I can find it here.
Yeah, the Surface Pen.
A lot of people swear by it. And you can stand, there it is. Is that it? You can stand your pencil in it, but I don't think it charges it. That's not it. Well, I'll find it.
Well, you know, because you gave me your old Surface Book, and that's magnetic, so the pen sticks.
I like that.
It doesn't stay when you take it out of your bag. You just, you know, I have like a laptop bag, and it falls out.
Yeah.
So it's.
And these things are not only fragile, they're expensive. So you kind of want to treat it.
I know. That's why I felt bad about that.
Some care. Well, we'll see if that Logitech slim case loop is good enough to hold the, you know, safely and protect it. Mm-hmm.
And charging out the side like that, I hope that is the most ridiculous thing that Apple ever does. I hope they never do.
I can already tell you the most ridiculous thing Apple ever did. The Magic Mouse, the lightning port was underneath the mouse, so you couldn't use it and charge. They could have put it in the back so you could charge and use it, but no, they put it underneath so the mouse kind of sits tilted. Well, it's charging. Like charging? Is that on it?
There has got to be a better way than that. There it just looks so bad.
Doesn't that look silly?
It looks awkward, and I don't know.
And I feel like I'm going to break that off. That's for sure. I'm going to hit that by accident or break that off. And this is just a silly way to do it. Silly.
Speaking of silly, is it time to wear a hat?
Oh, yes, it is. I bought these in St. Petersburg.
Russia?
Yeah.
You when know, were you in
Soviet
Russia?
Union, hat wears you.
Is this how I wear this, or is this? This is probably how I wear it.
There's a brisk market in old Soviet Union stuff in modern day Russia.
These are very small heads.
Notice they all have hammers and sickles on them. And there's a lot of pins. At first, I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. These Soviet Army pins, you know, were surplus and, you know, preserved. Then I found out there was kind of a brisk market in manufacturing hammer and sickle pins, and these probably aren't from the Soviet era. However, look at that. I got, this was like $10. I got a whole bunch of like, that's the two-headed, phoenix or bird.
Yeah, some kind of
because,
bird.
Well, this is a symbol of old Russia because it was facing both east and west. Yeah. And that was the goal of the czars was to control the east and the west.
You lost one of your stars.
Oh my God. A star is missing. Well, anyway, so these are, why do we wear silly small hats?
We wear hats because
this is way too small for me.
It is.
Yeah, 55.
What is your hat size? 79?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just made that up.
Okay, you can get a shot of me now, so I don't have to keep holding the hat. Okay. Thank you. There we go. It's a good look.
Yeah,
I look like a Russian schoolboy.
I definitely look like I'm in charge in this relationship.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I have material about Hillary Clinton to sell you. Would you like to buy? All right, we wear these hats for a reason.
We wear these hats for a reason. They're caps, and the cap rhymes with app, and this is our app cap, which is our favorite app. And
it's Sarah Lane's legacy, And we are now going to celebrate our best apps, which weirdly, coincidentally, both have the word Astro in the name.
They do. Mine is Astro Cat. Okay, so mine is for kids 6 and up. I'd say probably you cap out around 11 or 12, depending on. And maybe you're younger than 6-year-old would like this. So it's summertime here in the U.S., which means that kids are not in school and they're bored. And when kids are bored, they get into trouble. And so you should consider an app that is both educational and fun. This is called Astro Cat. It's little games where you're learning, but you don't realize that you're learning. And it has audio, too. So it's, as I said, it's pretty easy. What can Astro Mouse see? And I didn't answer quick enough, but well done.
Your kids are even too old for this now.
Yeah, my kids are too old for this. Yeah. 6 to 11, I think. But that's a good, that's when the trouble happens.
If you're looking for a game that you can play that was relaxing and easy, this would be a good choice.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to pretend you're a 6-year-old again, then you match the suits. And there you go. And then there's memory games to test your memory. And then all along, you do learn some space facts. So let's see. Swipe the suits. And the music is fun as well.
It is fun.
I like the graphics. It's $3.99, but there's basically endless games that you can play and keep your child busy so that you can read a book or play a game that is your age game. And there's no ads, which I like for kids games. You just pay the $4 up front and you're never bugged again. And you get to choose your icons. If you don't like the orange cat with a bow, then you don't have to have the orange cat with a bow. Astro Cat. Sounds that kids love.
Kids love that sound. They do.
That was my daily dash. You can do that every day.
And what are they learning?
They're learning about the solar system, but secretly. And you get sticker packs, of course.
Nice.
Because who doesn't want a sticker pack?
Everything comes with sticker packs now. By the way, I mentioned our Twit sticker packs. Thank you, Patrick Delahanty, for designing those. And those he's giving away. He's done that for free.
But they're based on
album art that comes from Nitrozach at Snaggy. Mm-hmm. Nitrozach does all of our, or is it Snaggy? I can never remember which.
Together they do it.
Well, one of them is the artist. I'm thinking it's Nitrozach, but it could be. I think it's Nitrozach does all the illustrations. Yeah.
So, Astro Cat, it is by the people. It's officially called Professor Astro Cat's Solar System.
Ooh.
And it is by Minilab Limited, and it's available also, in addition to English, it's available in Dutch, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish. And if your 6-year-old is not reading yet, it's still a good game for them.
Jason Howell looks kind of like, I want to say Gilligan. In this,
he has old Jason hair.
I love the Jason hair; it's cute. But there's Megan. Anyway, that could be a bonus pick because I don't know if we've ever mentioned these. But if you use messages, you should absolutely get the Twit sticker pack.
I also like the free Wonder Woman stickers, which are available.
Those are good.
Have you seen Wonder Woman?
No.
What
is it good? It's worth seeing.
Yes, you need to see it.
Really?
You need to see it now more than ever.
Now more than ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Such a good message.
Is it? It's a positive message?
It's a positive message.
For the kids today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gal Gadot. You know, she only got paid $300,000 to do that movie. And she was pregnant at the time.
She was?
Yeah.
Really?
She was like 4 months or 5 months pregnant.
I did not know
You notice
that.
They never showed her, like, stomach?
No, I didn't notice that.
Well,
I was more listening to her words of wisdom about this world that we live in today.
Yeah.
Well, also, whenever I'm in an exercise class, I think about how she can just fly by like pushing out her legs. Like, and I think about that when I'm building up my quads.
You're trying to fly.
Yeah. Just like.
So mine's also called Astro, but it's more for grown-ups, not for 11-year-olds.
Okay.
This is an email program using artificial intelligence, they say. It supports directly supports Gmail and Office 365, but I think you probably can add other things. It starts off right away showing you it's got a chat kind of an interface. So Astro is fired up, and I kind of uninstalled just so that I could show you Welcome to Astro, where AI meets email. Let me help you add an email account, then I'll give you a quick tour. A couple of reminders. We currently support Gmail and Office 365, and we have strict policies in place to keep your information from these accounts safe, secure, and private. And that's one of the reasons is because, as you're going to see, I'm going to enter in my Gmail address. They're going to use Google's own system to log me in. Okay, yes, that's a Gmail account. Would you like to add it? Yes, please add my account. So you might say, well, I don't want to read my email with a chat bot, but no, that's just kind of a demonstration now. And then it's gonna ask me on my phone, was that you? Highly recommend you turn that feature on, by the way. You know about that now? The Google will ping you.
Like two? Is it two factor?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
unfortunately,
you have to turn it on.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me do it on the iPhone. It works even with the iPhone. So let me. You'll get a little. Someone's trying to sign in. I'll show you this. Actually, this is kind of cool. No. Someone's trying to sign in from another device, and then it shows you the information, and you say yes. So you don't have to enter the I have two factor, but you don't have to enter that six digit. You just say yes, and that's locked in.
Oh, I need to turn that on.
Yeah, very nice feature. Works with iPhone and Android phones. Okay, so I'm going to start using Astro. So now, if you use it, it gives you kind of your normal inbox here. But let's do the little tour. This is why I wanted to sign up again. Okay. Because it has a primary, a priority inbox. So only, allow Astro to send me a note. Only your most important emails show up in priority inbox, and it gets more accurate over time. And it also going to have this Astro bot. So, for instance, I think this is kind of cool. I see you're getting newsletters from Williams-Sonoma. Would you like to unsubscribe? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, don't want that one. I've unsubscribed you. Would you like to archive existing messages? Yes, I don't want those anymore. Would you like to automatically archive messages from Steve Martin? Looks like you haven't been reading them.
Really? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, is this his newsletter?
I'm sorry, Steve. I haven't been paying attention. Actually, it is his newsletter, yeah. Because I do read his emails, honestly. Tip, you need to remember to write an email or pick up groceries on the way home. Type remind me to blank at blank on day, and you'll get a reminder email at that time. So this is the chatbot doing this. I've finished syncing messages, so we're going to cancel out of Astrobot. It's very much like a standard email program. It has the swipe to snooze or archive feature like most of your email programs will have. But it has some interesting additional features. It does sweep into a priority inbox, although you have other inboxes. You can connect it to Slack, which I think is a nice idea because Slack itself doesn't have a lot of tools to help you manage Slack threads. So you can see I've got my inbox and my junk, but all of my folders or labels from Gmail exist as well. It will help you in other ways with the chat bot. I think one of the things I'm really excited about is I can use my Amazon Echo. It will read me mail. I can send mail with the Echo.
You can send mail.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I use Newton and I love it, and I can listen to my mail through my Amazon Echo, but I can't respond. I love this Astro Mail.
You can reply. So you have some quick replies.
Quick replies.
Yeah, I don't know if you can start a message.
Well, I would just need quick replies.
Quick
anyway.
Replies. Yeah, it's got quick replies. So, and you can edit your quick replies. So I think this is, a number of people. Oh, it's also unified inbox. So if you have multiple email accounts, this will combine them all into one priority inbox. I think this is actually a really nice little email program. I'm very happy with the email program I use. I probably won't switch to Astro, but and it is not free. I want to say it's $10. Can you look that up for me, Kevin? I should have paid attention. But I think that this is... This is going to be...
That's free. Maybe on the web it's...
Oh, it is free. There is a desktop version of this as well. Maybe that's what costs money. I can't remember now. Yeah. Really like what they've done. If it's free, that makes me a little nervous.
How is it free?
Yeah, that makes me a little bit nervous. But they have an inbox that is priority and an inbox that is other. And they learn from you as to what is important and what is not important. So I'm kind of excited about all of this.
I am excited about, but just as you said.
The Amazon Echo is the best thing, right?
You can.
So you might, you know, this doesn't have to be the email program you use on your iPad. You might just install it and set it up and then install the Echo skill just for that one purpose alone.
I'm always looking for new ways to read and respond to email while I'm showering. And I can sometimes do that on my Apple Watch, but if I can just shout out to my Amazon Echo, because I like to be efficient. I like to multitask, which everyone says is wrong to do.
Nice.
But if you're responding to email while you're showering, I think.
Isn't that nice?
Astro. Don't complain about that.
And they have iPad and iPhone versions, and I believe they have a desktop version as well. This is version 2, some big new improvements. So if you've used Astro before, check it out. It's free for people in Teams. I don't know. That worries me.
So they're perhaps looking through
maybe
your email?
Maybe there's going to be ads in it. I don't know. I'll have to do more investigation. But I was very impressed by the bots and by the Echo. Okay, can we take these silly hats off now?
I guess we can.
Because the show is over.
The show is over. You've gotten to the very end. Pat yourself on the back. If you didn't get to the end, why?
If you like to watch the show live, you can. You know, we do it Tuesdays now, as I mentioned at the beginning, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. That's 1600 UTC. You can also be in our studio audience. We have some nice people in the studio audience. All you have to do is email tickets at twit.tv and get up early.
And then you can also see MacBreak Weekly right afterwards.
That's why we put this here. We thought we'd have an all Apple morning, right? It's all Apple all the time this morning. Yeah, so MacBreak Weekly is coming up next. If you don't want to watch live, don't worry. You can always get on-demand versions on the website, twit.tv/MBW, or you can go to your favorite podcast app, like Apple's app, and search for MacBreak Weekly, or just search for Twit. You'll find all the shows, and subscribe to the ones that you like. That way you'll get it on your device automatically every week.
If you search for MacBreak Weekly, you're not going to find iOS Today. But so search for iOS Today on Apple Podcasts.
Do not search for MacBreak Weekly ever.
Well, do that too.
No, you can.
And you can get us on the MyTwit app, thanks to Patrick. As well.
Oh yeah, thank you, Patrick, once again for a really nice app that makes it easy if you have the MyTwit app on your iPad or iPhone. It's a snap. How can they, if they have a question or comment or suggestion?
Megan at twit.tv. I read all the email. I try to respond, try to include a bunch every week. And also you can reach me on Twitter. I'm at Megan Maroney. At Megan Maroney on Twitter. Okay. And you're at Leo Laporte if you want to reach him once or twice a year on Twitter.
No, actually, you know what I've been doing with my Twitter feed is posting news stories, because I do that anyway. I'm always collecting news stories for the various shows. And I thought, well, why don't I just automatically send those to my Twitter feed? So I set up a little script on Zapier, and it automatically takes all the stuff I bookmark and it makes a snarky comment. I have a whole stack of those, and it just picks the one on the top.
Yeah. Your administration is asking kindly that you stop tweeting, but we do what we can do.
Sorry, they can't get my Galaxy S3 out of my hands. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time
on iOS Today. Bye-bye.